Good morning. It is 8:43, and it is 17 minutes until 9 o'clock. Time now for This is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Today, our special guest is Michael Brown, artist, community activist, loved by everybody for his spectacular murals that are painted on the walls and also interiors of dozens of buildings all over Orange County. And Michael, thanks for coming this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's always good to have you in here. We've talked before about your work around the community. And how many murals have you done for Orange County? And what was the very first one?
Well, for Orange County, in Orange County, for Chapel Hill, that's a question in and of itself.
Yeah.
Public art and where the funding comes from. You know, I've been doing them now over 30 years here in the community.
I should have just asked, how many murals have you done in Orange County?
I have no idea. Certainly, of the big outdoor ones that people are familiar with, somewhere in the neighborhood of 22 or 3 of them over the 30 years. And often these days, you know, some of the early ones are very much beloved and respected, but a lot of them have been have worn out or been painted over, so there aren't 25 or 30 anymore, but the big public ones, about 25.
I know this is a special kind of art, and I know that you sometimes enlist the help of others to help students and other people like that, but what was your major when you were in college? I mean, did you grow up wanting to be a mural man?
No, I did. No. But I did want to be an artist, and I did major in art. Not, some would say, the wisest decision, but it was a good decision for me because I couldn't be happy doing anything.
Probably not one of the most lucrative decisions you could make.
That's what I mean. In college, I needed money, and I began house painting with the dean's son, who was a grad student and was also house painting to make a living. He taught me how to paint houses. And then, well, I went out on my own and bought some ladders and some spray stuff and some brushes. So I learned how to move big paint and climb tall buildings. And so sooner or later, after teaching for a few years up in New York City for the Guggenheim, one thing led to another. I had the ladders, I had the training, and I knew how to deal with volunteers, and pow, somebody asked me to do one. And the phone has been ringing ever since.
Wow, that's great. Man, you find something you love to do like that and able to make a living doing it, and you never have to work a day in your life.
Well, I don't love it when it's 102 degrees. But yeah, I've had a wonderful career, which at my age, which I guess I could share, is 64. This career, I'm going into the studio in about 18 months or 2 years.
You're still a young man.
The kids that I've trained can take over, and they have already to some extent. There's some work around town that my trainees and former employees are now doing on their own.
Mm-hmm. I know that there are a lot of stories connected to these murals. I mean, you see them all over the place. There's always a story about all of our public art in Chapel Hill. Do you have a favorite story that you can share with us in 60 seconds or so?
People call me into these civic group clubs that have speakers, and they call me in because they know I can go on for an hour and a half with stories. I put the pictures up, and then I have a story about each and every one. You know, one where I climbed off the ladder not looking down, and I stepped in a 5-gallon bucket of grease behind a restaurant. One where in the middle of the night someone came and painted over one.
Man.
I guess one of my favorite stories is that former town manager Cal Horton, we had just built our first parking deck, our main municipal deck, and because Chapel Hill is Chapel Hill, we were sort of turning up our nose and not using it. Mm-hmm. And so Cal Horton said, Michael, can you do something in there to make it seem less like a cave? And I thought a while. I said, no, Cal, I can't. But what we're going to do is we're going to make it the best cave you ever saw. We're going to put cave paintings in there. And so I guess that makes a story I like because I'm proud of the idea.
Yeah. Well, also, Cal Horton involved, you know, it had to be a good story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really was and is, I suppose. I haven't seen him in a long time.
He's out west.
I know, but I've kind of lost touch with him, but what a guy. Now, a lot of people have their own favorites as far as the murals are concerned, and I know that it's really hard to put you on the spot and ask you your favorite because, I mean, I know you told us about your favorite story, but it's hard to put a label on your favorite mural, I guess. But do you hear from visitors and residents a common theme as the ones that they like? And if you want to share one that you like more than all the others, go ahead.
Yeah, this will be a precedent. I have a stock answer that I always give everyone. That's a typical interview question.
And
my stock answer is, my favorite is the one I'm working on now. And that works pretty well. I think there are some that the public likes better. There are some that I feel better about or display my skills a little more prominently. Some that seem to be really good ideas, even though they may be simple.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, though, for the first time on your show.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Exclusive, everybody.
Yay. I'm going to admit that my favorite is probably the Parade of Humanity mural in the Porthole Alley.
Wow.
Probably. Absolute. I mean, there are others. People love the turtles. They tailgate on football weekends under the turtle thing. There are other ones that different types of people will actually have favorites. And you can kind of tell what kind of mindset or type of personality they are by what their favorite is. But I like the Parade of Humanity. It's based on Chapel Hill history. It's based on university history. You know, hundreds of thousands of kids and professors and maintenance workers and visitors have walked by it and seen it and wondered, what and who is that and who is that and why did he put that crazy thing in there? And it's based on a William Meade Prince drawing, who was a Chapel Hill boy as well, sort of like me, who grew up here. And, you know, he wrote The Southern Part of Heaven and illustrated it himself. Mm-hmm. So to identify myself with him is kind of cool, too.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's also kind of cool that you mentioned the Porthole Alley, and we all remember the Porthole Restaurant, which was a big part of Chapel Hill history, too.
Oh, man, those biscuits.
Yeah, no, biscuits and butter, man. We have so many visitors here, and we're proud of all the visitors who come here and some who stay here and all the tourism dollars that come in, and that's what the Tourism Bureau is all about, you know, welcoming all those folks and everything. But how do you think murals impact our tourism industry?
Well, when I started out, I did not have any concern for tourism at all. I just wanted to do what I thought I was good at and enjoyed. Mm-hmm. But over the years, more and more realtors and folks involved in the hospitality industry have come up to me and visitors and said, when we first got here, the first time we came to downtown Chapel Hill, we saw those murals and we knew it's the first thing we saw, and we knew it was a special community immediately.
Cool.
Franklin Street and Main Street in Carborough, too, are kind of like our living rooms. Now, if you had guests over from out of town and they walked in your living room and there was no music and no paintings on the walls, they would wonder a little bit about what kind of a community or what kind of a person you were. So it sets the stage. It's big. They're easy to see. You can't miss them. So it sets the stage and helps people understand what kind of a diverse community of interests and things to do. I mean, with millions of visitors a year, a lot of them are repeat visitors. And the reason is we have a really dynamic culture.
I understand that the Visitors Bureau is just working on an app that's going to be available soon so people can go see all these murals and know where they are and what they're all about.
Hey, I just paint them. No, I'm aware of it. Folks do that. And one of the things that's sort of odd is people think I'm a big cultural hero and that I'm out there getting it done and raising the money and in the blazing sun and the freezing cold. The truth is, people like the Visitors Bureau who do those apps and people like the public-private partnership who raise the money and get the building owners to agree, it's never been anything but a team effort.
Yeah. Well, I know that people will be able to get that soon. They're going to add a page to the website, and that'll be really cool. But
Maybe I'll look at it, too.
I beg your pardon?
Maybe I'll look at it, too.
Yeah, and that'll be available this summer. But it all makes sense. But I guess supposedly this is a campus community, and people would expect to see really creative, artistic things all over our community to define exactly what it is, just like you said. It's amazing.
Well, one would hope. And I think we have a relatively wonderful town and university sort of relationship. There's a good deal of cooperation and understanding. The Visitors Bureau does a great job. UNC is promoting the arts particularly heavily as far as performing arts over the last few years. Mm-hmm. And then we have all this other great stuff like the Cradle and athletics. It's, yeah, it's a special place.
Good place to be, or you wouldn't be living here all these years.
Yeah.
Yeah, same for me. Well, hey, thanks a lot for being here.
It's been my pleasure. It always is to come on your show.
Yeah, I appreciate seeing you and seeing the representative of you out there in all this artwork all over our community. So that's really a cool thing.
Thanks.
Michael Brown, ladies and gentlemen, see you next Thursday morning for another This Is Tourism feature made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. For all the best reasons to bring family, friends, or conferees to Orange County, go to visitchapelhill.org and follow them on Instagram, Visit Chapel Hill. 854-979 The Hill, WCHL.